Welcome to the Following Inspiration podcast. My name is Debbie Lachusa, and after spending 32 years in marketing, I now spend my time blogging, doing volunteer pet therapy, and encouraging others to live a more inspired life. Living inspired means choosing to live by following inspired ideas instead of according to a rigid plan. Inspired ideas are those thoughts or ahas that just show up. Sometimes they feel like a quiet whisper, other times like a great big light bulb. On the podcast, we talk about the magic and the challenges that come with living inspired, and we talk to people who are building inspired lives and businesses. Enjoy. Hey, everybody, it's Debbie Lachusa. We are here with another Living Inspired interview. And today I have with me Trudy Van Buskirk, and she is a content writer, she's a marketing coach, and she's known as the Comeback Queen. And I have a feeling you're going to understand exactly why she's known as the Comeback Queen after we finish our conversation. And when Trudy contacted me and said she wanted to be interviewed, there was a note in her little application that said something about if living inspired means taking each day as it comes, then that's exactly what I do. And yes, that is what living inspired is. So welcome, Trudy. I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you.
So talk to me a little bit about where does the Comeback Queen come from? You've been through quite a few things in your life, and I have a feeling that's at the root of you living inspired. We'd love to hear about it.
Yeah. Well, I hope everyone can understand me. I sound funny since I had the stroke in 2005, so I talk funny. I sound like I have an accent. So don't worry if you don't understand, ask. Well, I had my first stroke in 2000, hemorrhagic stroke. It affected my whole left side and I had to learn to walk again. So that's when it started. Then I worked for a couple of years, and I have a rare blood condition called PNH, paroxysmal nocturnal hemoglobinuria. And over the years, since 1978, when it was diagnosed, I needed blood transfusions. They became very normal for me. I was used to it. That's then in 2005, the PNH is what caused the stroke that I had. A different kind of stroke. It's cerebellar, and in my case, ataxic. A-T-A-X-I-C. So that's why I talk funny. It affected muscles in my mouth for speaking, for swallowing. I have no control over the muscles in my right arm, so I thank God for computers. I use a walker. So if I sit still and say nothing, I look fine. If I say anything or move, that's what happened. So I guess I've always lived every day at a time. And I had to do it even more when I had these strokes. So yes, Comeback Queen means I do things that I did before. I have a network, I go networking, I train or on the computer. I do most of the things I did before, but in a different way. So that's why the Comeback Queen.
I love it. I love it. So how has this, the attitude that you have about just being willing, I mean, I love your introduction. I talk funny. You own it, you know, where some people might want to hide away. You just put it out there. How has it affected your business and the fact that you just came back and you're doing all the same things that you did before? Do you think the fact that you live inspired and you just take things as they come, what role do you think that's played in your ability to just keep coming back?
A lot, a lot. I've always had a positive attitude, always seen the glass as half full, always. And things don't faze me. I was raised as a Catholic. I was born in 1950, so the 50s and 60s, Catholic. And I went, they made me go to confession. So I have Catholic guilt, okay? And I've had to overcome it. So there are many things I used to be afraid to try. I let fear stop me when I was younger. But now since 21, have I ever looked back. I've only looked forward. And yes, it's affected me because I can't train the way I used to, standing up in front of a group. I can't speak in person to a large group. I don't have the energy. And I usually take the day after any event I go to, I take it off because I'm tired. I have no energy. So that's me.
That it's a great attitude. And so do you think that you're unusual having this attitude, especially with everything that you've gone through and the fact that you're you have some limitations, but you haven't allowed them to stop you?
Well, I get workers, PSWs, to help me take a shower and wash my hair. And they have said they go into many houses as well. Government sponsored. We don't have to pay here. And they have told me that many of the people they take care of don't have the same attitude as I do. They sit and do nothing. I think I've always believed that being an entrepreneur, you have a positive attitude. You plan for good as well as bad. You don't let things stop you. So that really helps, being an entrepreneur.
So where do you think this mindset came from? Because you talk about being raised Catholic and the Catholic guilt. We have that in common. I left it behind a long time ago as well. But where do you think this resiliency and this positive attitude came from? You said that about 21, you decided you weren't going to let fear stop you. Did something happen in your life, or?
I can't remember back then. Sorry. I've been asking myself the same question because I'm writing a book called Get Up and Get Going. And the first chapter is about mindset. So I've been asking myself that very question. Was I born with it? Did I learn it? Why me? Why am I resilient? Why is my mindset so positive? I've been reading a book by Carol Dworkin called Mindset. You know what, the one? Has done many studies and talks about her theory, idea, that are two kinds of mindset, a fixed or growth mindset. And they're very black and white. Fixed is, if you think of being born a certain way and never being able to change, that would be fixed mindset. A growth mindset would mean you believe that any experience, any learning can help you grow. You can learn things. So I used, when I taught elementary school from 72 to 80, I believed back then that you were born with a certain aptitude. More nature than nurture. But since then, since 1980, I think it's more nurture than nature.
Yeah, and you know what I have found, because I've been in business on my own for about 20 years, and I was surprised to find when I started my own business that that journey is probably the greatest personal growth journey that you go on. You find out so much about yourself. And so I wonder with you, if the fact that you're an entrepreneur, if that has something to do with your attitude and all of the personal growth work that you've done that's probably led to this, having this mindset.
I've asked myself that question a lot. Back when I first moved from London, Ontario, here to Toronto in 1975, I was still a school teacher, and I picked the man I lived with out of a group at the ski club. I was upset. I looked down. I said, that's the man I want. So we lived together 10 years. And when we met the first time, he said, well, he'd been going to a family counselor with his then ex-wife for a few years, but she finally said, no, it's not me, it's all you. And he said to me, would you be willing to go with me and learn? I said, sure, because that was before I became an entrepreneur. That was my first experience with personal growth. I was open to anything. Then I did several different Life Spring, Context, a lot of personal growth courses. And if you saw my library, two of the shelves, bookshelves, are on personal growth. And I think it's related to being curious and loving to learn. You're open to things that way. You love to learn, so go forward.
Yeah, I would agree with that. So let me ask you this. Do you think the fact that you take each day as it comes and you really let what shows up inspire you to make decisions and how you live your life? Do you think that's a result of being open as well?
Yeah.
I do too, because I think when you step away from feeling like you have to control your whole world and map out your whole life, and you're just open to the people. You shared some amazing stories. I'd love if you'd touch on a couple of them, just some of the synchronicities and some of the people that you've met just by talking to people when you go places. And I think when you're open like that, it really, that's where the magic is. And I think if you think you have control of everything, you're not open to that magic.
Well, several of people I know, well, one in particular, she's a former client of mine. I was at the networking event and there were tables, vendors around it, and she had one. She was starting a new business, and we got chatting. And I said something like, oh, where do you live? She said, in the beaches, in here in Toronto. I said, I used to as well. Where did you live? She said, the street? I said, yes. She said, Fernwood Park. I said, what number? He says 62. I said, I own that house. 1988 to 90. And she lived there from 92 to 97. The same house. So that's synchronicity.
That is synchronicity. And I think when you're open, those things show up. So let me ask you this. If you think back however many years you want to think back, and you look at how your life has worked out, could you have planned this?
No. Well, who would plan a stroke?
Right. You have a great sense of humor. So let me ask you, because, I mean, you're successful. I mean, I love the fact that you're willing to show up and be interviewed here. Like I said earlier, there's a lot of people that would have submitted their story in writing and don't want to talk on camera. You're very inspiring, the fact that you're showing up and you're being here and just letting people hear your great story. I'm just curious, what has amazed you most about your journey? And think about it from the perspective of the fact that you do live an inspired life. What's amazed you most?
When I had this stroke in 2005, I had to stay in the rehab facility for 3 months after. And the nurses and nurses' aides who would come in would say to me, "Aren't you ever depressed?" "Why not?" I said, "I never thought about it." And I only said, "Why me?" for maybe 2 or 3 days. And then I made the choice. If I'm going to live, I will live well. And that's the name of my book. A doctor came into my room in the hospital back in 2004 when I had a heart attack before this stroke. And she said, "Well, you're going to die anyways. Everyone does. And you have two choices. You can get up and get going and die, or you can lie there and die. So which will it be?" So that, to me, is not a choice. Moving forward, being inspired every day, not a choice. Things happen, and you deal with them, you accept them.
Yeah, it's a great attitude. And I've talked about that a lot, that it really, living inspired is simply a choice. And I used to live very planned, and I was the typical type A control freak. And all that did was stress me out, and I'd get frustrated and disappointed all the time when things didn't turn out the way I thought they should. And for about the last 10 years, really trying to learn to live inspired and just deal with what shows up, it's a choice, but it's a choice that you don't have control anyway. So if you're acting like you have control, I got news for you, people. You don't. It's just frustrating because you think you do, and things you don't control other people, you don't control circumstances. So I do think living inspired, it is about choice. And I love the fact that you're just saying that you don't even see it as a choice. It's like, why would you choose anything different?
Yeah, you're alive. I had a conversation with a friend of mine, a former partner in San Francisco. He now lives in Florida. And I called on Sunday when the Hurricane Irma and said, "John, are you still home?" He said, "Yep. It's a concrete house. We live near a lake. I have insurance." And I called again today. I said, "Oh, you're okay." I said, "You obviously have electricity." He said, "It never went out, even during the hurricane." And we talked about I thought mostly about after the stroke. Why am I here? Why is the question. Why did I live? So what am I here for? And my answer is always by going out with my walker, by attending a lot of things, events. People don't always have a person with disabilities in their lives. So they see me, I talk a lot, not what I always did, and now I do too. And I want them to see that a person with a disability just has to do things differently. They're the same person inside. They always were. So I guess I'm here for that reason, to go out and show experience life and show people by my presence that it's possible. Anything is possible. Back in 1983, I was sailing with my partner and ex, and now it's an ex, but my living partner as well as my business partner. We took 2 weeks to bareboat sail around the British Virgin Islands. And behind our big sailboat, we towed a small boat, very small. And we would go in to land over reefs and onto the beach. And one day, on the back of Tortola, we had an argument about going in over the reefs. I said they were too dangerous. He said they were not. I said, I cannot swim, but I sail. And eventually we didn't. So we sailed into a bay, but had dinner, didn't talk. Went to bed, didn't talk. Got up. Tom, my ex, had gone ashore and left me. And I was afraid, but there was nothing I could do. So eventually he came back with food. And we talked. And I said, well, why did you do that? Why did you want to go over the waves in the little boat? And I said, you're afraid. You're not afraid. He said, ah, you think I'm not afraid? I am, but I go anyways. And for the first time, I really understood inside the expression, feel the fear and do it anyways.
So before we wrap up, Trudy, I just want to ask you, if there's somebody watching or listening that wants to live more inspired or they want to build an inspired business, what piece of advice would you share with them?
I would say be curious. Be a lifelong learner. Question things. Ask why. Why is something happening? Why? Be curious, like a cat is. So, but then be open to any answer.
Yeah, that's the key, right? To be curious and then be really open. Because I find a lot of times the inspired ideas I get, and I explain it to people, sometimes it's stuff that they just drop into my head, you know? And sometimes they don't make any sense. It's like, that's crazy. Why would I do that?
But you have to be open because a lot of times it's outside of what you would almost always outside of what you would come up with, because it's coming from someplace beyond your little brain.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's great advice. Thank you so much, Trudy, for being here and sharing your inspired story. I know people watching and listening to this are going to be inspired by you. So thank you again.
Thank you for asking.
You're welcome.
You've been listening to the Following Inspiration podcast with Debbie Lachusa. If you enjoyed this episode, I invite you to subscribe. You can also spread the magic of living inspired by posting a rating and a review, and by sharing this podcast with your friends. If you'd like to learn more about Following Inspiration, please visit my website at followinginspiration.com. If you'd like to share your inspired story right here on the podcast, be sure to click on the Share Your Inspired Story button. You'll find it on my website. Until next time, remember, this is your one life. I encourage you, live it well. Live it inspired.